The Georgian presidential election is being held less than 2 months after President Mikhail Saakashvili set the date in response to mass demonstrations against his government in early November. Riot police used force to break up the protests, and Mr. Saakashvili declared a state of emergency, which included the closing of independent media. Candidate David Gumkrelidze, leader of the conservative New Rights Party, says lack of time prevented him from extensive campaigning, particularly in Georgia's mountainous rural areas.
And of course, this 45 days is not enough when you have such the shortage of the money. It was quite difficult to bring all your messages, all ideas, all program priorities to voters.
Gumkrelidze also accuses Mr. Saakashvili of using administrative resources of the presidency to run his campaign. According to Gumkrelidze, these include money from the state budget and the political assistance of governors, police, and prosecutors. Another candidate, Levon Gachechiladze, a former Saakashvili ally and leader of the United Opposition, says presidential challengers were also denied equal media access.
We cannot use media because media is very subjective. We cannot use advertising and promotion in Tbilisi, all Georgia, because all for us they are closed, like billboards and this kind of things, and buses and trolley buses.
The vast majority of billboard advertising in Tbilisi seems to support the incumbent. Authorities have denied allegations of rigging and say Saturday's elections will be fair. For his part, Mr. Saakashvili has campaigned on a slogan of a Georgia without poverty, promising, among other things, to double pensions in October. He has faced criticism for a slow pace of reforms and accusations of increasingly authoritarian policies. In response, he has called for voter trust. The Georgian president says some people are fed up with his promises of a fantasy, but he goes on to ask, what if the fantasy is fulfilled? Another candidate, exiled Georgian billionaire Badri Patrikatishvili, is promising various social benefits to be paid for 18 months out of his own pocket if he is elected. The benefits would include about $35 per month to all unemployed persons, as well as 100 kilowatts of electricity and 100 cubic meters of gas each month to needy families. In addition, Patrikatishvili says he will purchase Georgia's entire grape and citrus harvest to help farmers hurt by a Russian embargo on Georgian goods. Public opinion polls indicate a fractured opposition could give the weakened Saakashvili a victory in Saturday's election, but he could lose in a second round of balloting 2 weeks later if he fails to cross the mandatory 50% threshold. Several opposition leaders say there will be protests if the election results are rigged. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe has monitored the Georgian campaign and has observers throughout Georgia for the election. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Tbilisi.